Pennsylvania. You are now in the zone with Zay and Trey. I am Trey. Zay is currently not here. If you know her, you know that personally texting her cellular device is probably not the best way to get in touch with this girl. But I did send her a text reminding her that our radio show does start back up today, so if she comes through, woo. If she don't, then you guys will see Zay next week. Well, this show today is mostly about basically getting back into the groove of things. Got some new announcements, some new things that's going on around campus, and also to tell you a little bit about what I've been doing as well as Zay if she comes here. Yeah, so for this spring semester radio show that we have, we are planning on doing more talks. I know that mostly when we go on the radio, we play a lot of music, and sometimes we'll have some brief interruptions where we'll talk about some minor things, but I really feel like if we're going to be on the radio, then we should really have like a live and active voice on the radio, as if it was like a real radio show, even though it kind of is, but it's more of a student run, so it's not like broadcasted all over, but it is technically some form of real live radio. So I do want to get more into that. So every week we'll be presenting a topic or a theme or a question, and we'll try to unpack it and have discussions around it, things that people usually say or say about the topic, and hopefully it'll become more interesting. We're trying to still have our music playlist that we come up with, but more of us having a vivid conversation with each other, and for you guys to get to know who is actually behind the mic. It's easy to say that I'm Trey and she's Zay, but it's better to actually know how to distinguish between the two of us, except besides just the way that we talk and the things that, you know, the type of music that we like to express ourselves through. So I think that would be pretty interesting. I actually gave Zay the first topic, so we would have started today, but I'm not sure. Maybe I'll just figure something up real quick and let you guys know. Well, the first week of classes just went by, and this is going to be a good semester. I'm taking more film media study classes. So if you know me, then you know that I came into Lafayette as a chemistry major, and I decided that I really don't like chemistry, and that's not where my interests are. And I started to find this new interest in film, in production, and sound, and creating. And it was this confidence I got in being able to create things without myself being pictured onto it, but instead, rather of it, a reflection of who I am and not necessarily me in image. So I think that makes it something that allows me to voice my personal thoughts and creativeness. A lot of years I struggled with being insecure with who I was and the type of person that I was inside and out. And I think that when I got to college, it was like me turning over a new page. It was me being able to step outside of my comfort zone a little bit, because I know sometimes I still struggle with it, but I've been like something I've been working on a lot. So I've been forcing myself to do talk to people I would never think I would talk to. I would make new connections. I would do I got two jobs that I don't even remember how I got them, but it was through talking to people, and it was something that really allowed me to change my career goals and the interest that I had in mind. Right now, I think I still, like, although I made progress, I still sometimes in my own mind feel that consciousness of insecurity that I had before. And, you know, I realize that it is sometimes where people will feel that way about themselves, but I mean, it's the motivation to keep going and be confident in who you are, even though it's not that easy to say. It's an everyday process that you go through. And I think that by me even acknowledging the fact that I have that makes it a little bit better than it was before. Over the break, I was able to have two externships, which I'll get into after a couple of songs. I've been listening to a lot of new music, but kind of not mainstream. Like, I'm not really a huge mainstream person unless it's like something where like mainstream don't really do nothing for me. It's like the only way it'll get me is if the beat is crazy. Like, if the beat is like the producer went off on the beat, then yes, I like that mainstream. But it's rare to find me listening to mainstream artists or songs. And if you do, then just know that I think that producer who did that was pretty awesome. So that would be like the biggest way to even get me to listen to mainstream now, because there's so many artists that's not mainstream, more independent artists, more artists that don't make music for the radio that I prefer to listen to. And that's why I mostly listen to music when I'm on this radio show that I like to plug my phone up, because it's hard to find music that's not mainstream online. And like, it's getting more expandable now, but before was harder. So I got a lot of music that I like on my phone. And well, this break I was able to find some really good music that I actually like, and I want to share with y'all. So this first song is a song I've been listening to for like on repeat for about not even over break. I just started listening to it last week, and it's Crew by Gold Link. So I'm gonna let y'all get into that right now.
She see money all around me. I look like I'm the man. Yeah, but I was down and out like last week. You been?
Yeah, you came out of hiding, girl. Don't act like I'm your man. I'm just a fan. You don't hold rain.
No, 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 no.
Don't hold no rain.
Yeah. Pretty, really good with a sick mouth and a snake flow. Catch up around me, nigga, ain't a plan. When I'm coming for the kitty, got my full goddamn. Do it for my niggas in the ghost right there. Do it for my niggas in the ghost right now. Niggas got killed for the boy, living dreams in the hills, and they watching for the boy right now. Goddamn, what a time, what a year. We are what them young boys feel. I kill, never be killed, that's real, no lie. You can tell it from my peers right now. Don't you wanna f*** me now? Don't you wanna love me down? Girl, you can't tie me down like Ray J said, but no, I'm down. Freaky nigga, show me something. Shake it like you owe me something. Pushing on a like a button, four times, fifth time, you gush. Still getting rowdy in a function. Just on my like it's nothing. Everywhere I go now, always got bumping, jumping, jumping, jumping.
Hey, nice to meet. I'm Young LA, who you be? Young LA, peace in Southeast. Got her clapping to this beat. She invite me to her crib. I walk in, she say my heat. She said, but I live in the hills. That's just the way I sleep. Stop that madness, I'm a savage. In traffic with Mac 11s, bad. And she's Spanish. I fly her to Calabasas. We get nasty, I'm her daddy. She know a nigga ain't average. Ain't nothing wrong with fake bitches. Turn around, let's make magic. I'm geeking, I'm on it. Don't look at me like you want it. Tell them that we ain't stunting it. Fourth down, we ain't punting it. King of this track, Columbia. Can't come here without a permit. This really a jungle. Got the riches and the condos.
There's some money all around me. I look like I'm a man. Yeah,
I'm your man. You just a fan. You don't hold rain.
Okay, yeah, that was Crew by Goldlink and Shy Glizzy. I actually love that song. I really like Shy Glizzy part in that song. And it kind of reminded me of the same beginning that he used in his song White Girl. So I kind of was, I thought it was pretty cool. Like, cause every time it come on, I'm like, wait, which one is this? And then the beat dropping, I'm like, oh yeah. I knew that. But, yeah, I actually have more. So this song is a song that my brother introduced me to. No, I listened to it myself, and then he asked me, did I hear it? And I said, yeah, I heard that. So this song is a song by an artist named Daniel Caesar, and he has two good songs that I like. One of them is called Get You and one of them is called Japanese Denim. I personally love Japanese Denim, like just the way he decides to put his tone on that song. It really makes his voice sound really good. And then after we get into Daniel Caesar, we're going to listen to one of my newest favorite artists, and that is Khalid. And his voice, the way that he, it's hard to explain, but the way that he uses his voice in a way to make him sound different from others, it's amazing. So we're going to get into those two songs, and then we'll be back with some PSAs.
Drought and famine, natural disasters. My baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave. Yeah. Every time I look into your eyes, I see it. You're all I need. Every time I get a bit inside, I feel it.
to last forever. Sometimes I forget that we are together. Deep down in my heart, I hope you're doing alright. But from time to time, I often think of why you aren't mine. But I'll keep your number safe, 'cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. Hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, 'cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. Nah, I can't say I'll be alright without you, and I can't say that I haven't tried to. But all your stuff is gonna erase all the pictures from my phone of me and you. Here's what I'll do. I'll keep your number safe, 'cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, 'cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. I hope you think of all the times we shared. I hope you finally realize I was the only one who cared. It's crazy how this love thing seems unfair. You won't find a love like mine anywhere. But I'll keep your number safe, 'cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, 'cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. So I'll keep your number, 'cause I hope one day I'll get the sense to. Hoping you're missing me the way I'm missing you. Keep your number safe, 'cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, tell you that I'm finally over you.
Okay, and we're back. That was Khalid, Saved. And before that, that was Get You by Daniel Caesar. Now, if you don't know, you are now listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And you are now in the zone with Zay and Trey. I'm Trey. Zay is unfortunately not here today, but you know, I hold it down for real. So, a little bit about what I did over this past winter break. I had the opportunity to go and do two externships. Now, if you don't know what an externship is, you might be trying to say, oh, she mean internship. She don't know what she's talking about. But I actually do. And I did an externship with two companies. I only applied for one, but the school had extra externships that people could go to if they wanted to. And since it was in Philadelphia as well, I decided, why not? So the first one that I applied to, well, I applied to about five of them, but I only got accepted into one, which I'm actually happy I got accepted into that one. And it was at Comcast. Now, I've been living in Philadelphia for 20 years now, you could say, because I'm 20 years old and I was born there. So I've been living in Philadelphia for 20 years, and I have never been inside the Comcast building. Now, I stepped out. I was outside of it before. Like, I remember being outside of that building and saying, ooh, that building big. I wonder what's in there. But I never stepped foot in there. So when I got accepted into the externship program for it, I was pretty excited. Like, mostly because the person who was going to serve as my extern host, the job that he had was pretty interesting, and the history of jobs that he had previously before working at Comcast was like, all right, I know exactly, like, this is the guy I need to talk to. Even though he was more onto the marketing and communication side, I still thought it was cool that he had some digital media aspect a part of it, which I can connect to and hopefully, like, gain connection with him. So at Comcast, he is the director for movie programming, which means that if you have Xfinity Comcast cable and you go on demand to the movie section, he is the one who helped run that portion of on demand. Now, him and his crew, they're the ones who set up the way that it looks, the movies that you see on first pages, the ones that they recommend you to see, they make all that happen. And I thought it was interesting because the meetings that they had were so informal. Like, they would go in there and it was like, it was actually fun. Like, they sat at a table and they helped, like, each other come up with, first, well, the first non so fun part was like the budget, which is like money aspects and trying to figure out how the money that these movies are making right now, how do they play and how we should put them onto the on demand. Now, that's not the best stuff, like, it's not the best thing to do, but it wasn't actually that boring as I'm trying to say it was, but it was pretty interesting. And then another meeting that I went and had with them while I was there was that another meeting was about, okay, which movies we gonna put up there next week? Let's come up with some categories for special holidays and special categories of movies that we want to put to make it look more appealing. So, for, as you know, tomorrow is February 1st, Black History Month, if you did not know. So, for Black History Month, they rounded up all the best African-American movies, so I can't tell y'all what they're going to put on there unless it's already out. I don't know. I don't have Xfinity. But they put a number of different movies on there that they felt best connected with Black History Month, even though any movie with black actors in it, it was good for me. And I thought it was pretty cool how they did that. And I didn't know they were the ones who did that. So I got to meet the people who got on demand looking like that. So that was pretty cool. Oh, he also had, like, a lot of business calls that he had where I got to listen to him, and it was pretty awesome. I can't tell y'all what they was about because that's confidential, but he was talking to a lot of other big major companies like Netflix and NBC, so I thought that was cool how they had that phone conversation conference type thing where they talk about how they can work together to get new movies onto their program. So that was another thing I got to be a witness to and learn more about. So overall, I'd probably say on a scale of 1 to 10, that was like a nice 8-9 job. Like, I wouldn't mind doing that. The only thing that I didn't like about that job was that if you're not in a meeting or not on a call, you're just sitting at a desk. And I'm more of a hands-on person where I need to be actually doing something and making something or, you know, moving around. I don't want to sit at a desk all day. So that was the only thing about that job I didn't like. My second externship was the one that I didn't sign up for. I just went and got through the school because it was extra. It was a externship with the 76ers, the basketball team, Philadelphia 76ers. I didn't have a particular interest for it, for the job that the host did when I went in there. like when I applied to do it, I didn't really have an interest in it. Now, she's an executive sales manager for the team, which means that if you are a avid basketball goer and you decide to get a membership, like for season passes and things like that, you get special perks and you it's a lot that you get extra because you are a avid member. You're a person who pays for a membership. You're a person who puts money into their business. So as an executive manager of sales, she was the one who helped keep her customers happy. If you have your money going into a company that you believe in, you will want somebody who cares enough to make it good for you. So that was her job. And it was interesting enough, but also she sat at a desk just like the past job. Even though she did go out to nightly games, she got to go to all the games. There was like those times in a day where she just have to sit at a desk and call people and call people and call. Now, the calling part would make it interesting because you get to talk to different people all day. The only part I didn't like was it's either you sitting at a desk helping people with complaints or you're on the phone with them. And not really the best part about her job. But she does get to go to all of the games. And when she's at the game, she gets to talk to the coach. She gets to take pictures on the floor. I got to take a picture in the center floor. I've never been on the center floor of the 76ers new stadium floor. But I did that night, and it was pretty good. I also got to meet Coach Brown. Well, not like directly meet him, but I did get to ask him a question, and it was pretty cool because I just never had that backstage access before. So I guess that part of it really excited me because I know that I used to be a really big, heavy basketball fan when I was younger. And although I got out of it a little bit, it is still like I could still feel that inside of me a little bit. So I thought that was pretty cool. Aside from that, I got to go to the game for free. I got to sit in the box club seat and watch the game, which was a pretty good view. And it was like very isolated, so you don't have a whole bunch of people all around you. Even though it was a couple people in that box that night, it wasn't a whole bunch to where you all crowded up in the seats. And as I said before, I got to take a picture in the center floor. And I think I'm going to be in a brochure for the school soon because they had their photographer, Lafayette had the photographer come out to the game and take pictures of me, the host, and another extern who also did the externship with me. So if I end up on a brochure, I'll make sure I show you guys that. That was interesting. I didn't think I was going to be on no brochures. But yeah, those were the two things that I did over the break, the winter break. So I thought that was pretty cool to share with you guys. From here on out, I'll probably stop in and give you some public service announcements. But for right now, I think with the music aspect of it, I think we're going to be on the same page. I'm going to just play some music that I've never heard before because I want to start expanding my music taste. So I'm just going to play some random songs and I'm going to play a random song that I never heard before. It might be from an artist I heard before, but I'm going to play a song I never heard before, and we're going to digest these songs together. So the first one is called Turning Me Up by BJ the Chicago Kid. Now, BJ the Chicago Kid is pretty good. If you didn't know, he sang the national anthem at President Obama's last inauguration. Well, not inauguration, but his last farewell speech. And he sung that. And the only song I really listened to by him was Church. So we're going to listen to this right now, and then I'll come back and say my thoughts on it. So here we go. Turning Me Up, BJ the Chicago Kid.
Play from the side, I'm staying. Let me get a track just to make sure I'm... Turn me up a little bit more. Yeah.
keep on turning me up. Yeah. Baby, keep on turning me up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just the
was Turning Me Up by BJ the Chicago Kid. Now, one thing I really like about BJ the Chicago Kid is the jazzy feel that I get from listening to his music. He always have like this saxophone type vibe that it makes the music feel way more mellow than it could be, because it feels like a very hype R&B, but the jazz flow of it make it feel way more mellow than it is. And I think that's pretty cool. Like, so that song, I'm actually about to add that to my playlist on my phone, because I didn't even know about that song until I just randomly picked that off this playlist that I'm looking at right now. And I was like, Turning Me Up. Never heard that. Let's put it on. So I thought that was pretty cool. this next artist that I'm going to play is Xavier Omar. Now, I know that he makes a lot of appearances in other people's songs. Like, I'm pretty sure he's the one who's in songs with No Name and Saba. If you guys ever listen to them, I'm pretty sure that's him. If I remembering the name correctly, that he's in a lot of songs with them. So his song that I'm about to play is called Blind Man. So that that BJ Chicago Kids song was pretty good. Dang, what am I doing? Oh, Xavier Omar. Alright, y'all. I never listened to a song by this guy alone. Only heard him in like features, and when he's in features, I can't really distinguish who he is. So maybe that's on me. But we're gonna see how this is together. Here we go.
You're so beautiful, girl, the blind man can love you.
Okay, and that was Blind Man by Xavier Omar. If you guys want to check that out on your own time, and if you actually like that, that was what that was that I just played. As of now, I have some announcements, I guess. So, this semester is all about bringing new awareness to, I'm not really sure, but I have some announcements, actually. I don't know what I was trying to get at with that, but let's just move on. So, some of the things that I know is coming up is the film media department is trying to do something new this semester where there's a heavy emphasis on film and being able to watch film and digest it with each other. And that includes being able to actually view films that you may have seen or may not have been able to see. So starting February 7th, every Tuesday, there will be a film that is featured and played at 7 p.m. in the Buck Hall, Landis Cinema, if you want to see it. So February 7th at 7 p.m., the first movie that will be played within the cinema is going to be Moonlight. Now, if you haven't seen Moonlight like me, you might want to go and see it. I heard it won a lot of Oscar nominations and is ultimately a pretty powerful film, as I've been told and as I've read online. And I haven't seen it because when I went home, it was just, I never took the time out, and that was my fault. I never took the time out to go and see it, but I did see Hidden Figures. So if you haven't seen Hidden Figures, I suggest that you do. It's a pretty good movie. I really like how, you know, they were able to portray that. But Moonlight, yes, they will be playing that starting. That will be the February 7th movie in honor of not only Black History Month, but starting off this new thing that they got going on. Also, on that same day, February 7th, one of the professors, Nandini Sakhan, she's film media study professor. She'll be screening some of her own work that she has made, and it is a short experiment to film, about 14 minutes long, that she created in 2015. That explores the politics of undocumented immigration to the global north via land, sea, and air. And I think I might end up being there. But it was a it is going to be from 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. She will be talking about the creative process that it took her to get that short film done, the ethical representations of vulnerable subjects from conception to research with an emphasis on ethical storytelling. And she will also screen a 10-minute trailer of her current work that she has in progress, Inside Outside, which is a feature-length documentary on women in mass incarceration in the Lehigh Valley. So if you're interested in those type of things, then come on down to Kirby 104 from 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. to view that from Professor Sakhan, and lunch will also be served as always. What else? If you are interested in doing service programming opportunities, basically volunteering with teenage students at Easton High School, then there is a new partnership with a local program called Generation Next, where students are paired with teenagers from the high school who will soon become first generation college students. And this, I'm not really sure what it's about fully in detail because they haven't spelled it out for us, but that is going to take place. There's a info session that's going to take place this Friday, February 3rd at 12 p.m. in Kirby 104, if you're interested. There will also be pizza served for that, And if you are interested in volunteering, I suggest you come out for that. That seems like something I think I'm going to get myself involved with, because I know how it feels to be a first-generation student. And that's something I want to get involved with. I think that's something I've been trying to put myself into lately, is a lot of volunteering with people who are younger than me, and trying to get them to open, like, understand and learn from what I've been through, so that when they get here and they get to school, it's like they know about it, but they won't struggle as hard as I did, because they had me to tell them and let them know what I did. Finally, if you are looking for volunteer experience, or you want some practicum credit, and there are a number of positions that are still needed for the two upcoming spring plays for this semester. The first is I Hate Hamlet I Hate Hamlet, and is directed by Professor Michael O'Neill in the theater department. And for that play, we are in need of assistant stage managers, stage and prop crews, and a wardrobe crew. So we need about one assistant manager, about six people for stage and prop crew, and about two people to help with wardrobe. The other play, Metamorphosis, is going to be directed by Professor Suzanne Westfall. And for that play, we need like a whole we need a whole technical crew. We need a stage manager, we need an assistant stage manager, two of them. We need a light board operator, a projection operator, four stage and prop crew members, and four wardrobe crew members. If you are interested in this, or if you have any questions, please contact Alexander Owens, who is the technical director for the theater department. His email is owensal@lafayette.edu. This is pretty open to anybody who wants to volunteer within the department, or if you want some course credit for it, you can get a quarter of a credit for each play that you help with. So if you're interested in that, please get involved. We are looking for people always, and it's pretty interesting to do. I am always trying to help out the theater department. I mostly do soundboard operating, but I think for Metamorphosis, I actually might change from soundboard operator and do something I haven't done before, because I think I keep myself too centered within sound, and, you know, it's not really, like, it's fun, but after a while, I was like, okay, I know what I'm doing. Like, let's try something I never did before. So, we have about 11 minutes left, and I've been talking a lot. So, this next song that I'm going to play, I haven't heard it either. Like, this is another song I haven't heard. So, this is by Sid. If you know the internet, then you know who Sid is. And Katrinata. I always say the name wrong for that. And this song is called You're the One. It's in caps, so I guess they have a heavy emphasis on what they're saying in this song. I never heard this song, as I said again. And I'm pretty sure this is off Katrinata's album, because it's 99.9%, and Sid album has not dropped yet. So we're going to get into this, and then I'll come back in the brief, okay? And let's go. Okay, and we're back. That was You're the One by Sid and K Trinada. That was a pretty good song. I need to start doing this more often. I'm finding all these songs. I'm just by picking anything, like. But I just added that song to my mix too. We have about 6 minutes left, so I'm gonna actually wrap this up today. I got homework to do and I'm pretty hungry. So this last song is a song I actually listened to, and I've been listening to it for a lot for the past few days since this album came out, and it is Personal by Kalani. Now, I'm not I know why I like it. It's pretty captivating in a way, but she also tells a story within it. So if you can listen to it and hear exactly what I hear, you'll understand why I like it so much. But it is a song that one of the songs that I've been listening to for a lot on repeat lately. But I actually think it's a pretty good song. And her album is, in my opinion, pretty good. If you didn't listen to it, I will hope that one day you'll open up your phone, go to her album, and give it a listen. Now, Kalani has been going through a lot of stuff this past year. She's been getting a lot of feedback and a lot of criticism for the things that she's been doing. But the last few months, I've seen like a huge 360 turnaround, where it's like I went through all that and then it was like, boom, I know exactly where I want to be. I know exactly who I am and what I want to do with myself. So I like that that molding of herself that she had to overcome and had to figure out within herself in order to be the person that she wanted to be. So I can't knock her for the things that she did in her past or the reasons why some people just dislike her or not. I personally love Kalani. I like her music, and I like the vibe that she gives off. I'm kind of sad I won't be able to make her concert because it sold out before I was able to get the ticket. As always, I was slacking, but I will always support her. She's a pretty good artist. If you haven't heard a song by Kalani, her music is pretty R&B, and it's soulful, and it's just amazing. So we have about 4 minutes left. I'm going to let you guys listen into this song, Personal. So here it is.
They sleeping on me. But I don't waste my time trying to prove that I'm something to see. Ooh, the real ones ain't knowing, the ones that do not, I don't need. Cause most see the vision and I give reasons to believe that I'm honest, I'm telling no lies when I say I'm up next and not just for the ride. Never a point when I question my mind. Know what I'm doing, I plan for this time. Come up regardless, I'm coming regardless. I'm hungry, I'm starving, remaining a topic. Never an option, got you undivided whenever I'm plotting. Don't take it personal, personal, personal. Don't take it personal, personal, personal. I know it hurts, no, hurts, no, hurts, no. I don't want it, nah, nah, nah. Don't need it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't take it personal, personal, personal. Don't take it personal, personal, personal. I know it hurts, no, hurts, no, hurts, no. I don't want. I know that you hear this and you gon' just know that I'm speaking to you. Shouldn't have got so ahead of yourself, now you're losing your cool. I know that you know that I'm right, you admitted that I am the truth. But look at you now, look at your face looking sad in the booth. Signed off a tape, tooled off a tape, did it alone and I ain't such a play. You was my we could've been great. You so far gone, got you thinking you're safe. All said and done, you lost my respect. All said and done, you the one I regret. You gon' watch from the crowd looking up like the rest. Don't take it personal, personal, personal. Look, don't take it personal, personal, personal.
I need you to promise me one thing.
I know it hurts, no, hurts, no, hurts, no.
That you're not gon' take it like that.
I don't want it. Nah, 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 nah. Don't need it. for the girls if I leave you loose. Praying for myself cause I bleed all truth. I got good heart, good soul, good sex, no stress. What's next for me is best. Don't you run your mouth cause in this song I say it best. Don't take it personal.
Thank you guys for listening today. You were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And you were in the zone with Zay and Trey. See you next Tuesday.